Oh my
Hello
God.
and welcome to the Pony Developers Sync for today, April 6th, 2021. Thank you for joining us. My name is Andy Turley. I will be your host. And can everybody else please just introduce themselves?
Hi, I'm Sean Allen.
I'm Gord Tischer.
I'm Rhett Davis.
All right. Hello, everyone, and hello to everyone joining us after the fact. One thing I want to address, we talked last meeting and the meeting before about trying to get transcripts automatically generated for these recordings. Apparently, that's a feature that is available on Zoom, but we don't seem to have it on our Pony account.
No, give me another couple minutes, Andy. Because I fix all the things.
Okay, Sean is fixing things. I logged in.
I found some things.
Sean found some things. I logged into my work account and saw that it was available there. Maybe Sean will figure out how to activate this. So maybe next meeting we'll be able to have transcripts. That would be phenomenal. As I said, I'd like to have those, and I apologize for not having gotten that set up yet. So thank you for everybody who's been asking about it. Please continue to hold us accountable for that. And if there are other accessibility things that we could be doing that would make this more accessible to people, please don't hesitate to share and ask about them. I am a little behind here. Give me just a second and I will copy and paste our list of issues to discuss into Zulip. Okay, the issues for discussion are now in Zulip. Those are under the sync stream under the 2021-04-06 topic. So if you are here in person or if you are listening later, you can go there and find the issues listed along with links to the actual GitHub issues. And we'll be using that to run this. Sean, did you have something you wanted to ask about?
No. Okay. No.
We'll let Sean continue to do his working thing here in the background. In the meantime, did we already do introductions? We did introductions, didn't we? Sorry.
Yes.
It's been one of those days. All right. In that case then, moving along, let's go ahead and jump in. We normally start with RFCs. There are no RFCs to discuss today, so we will skip that. We'll move on to Pony C. We have two open pull requests. First off is RFC 68, mandatory FFI declarations. Already have a PR for that. That's exciting. 3739, yeah. Okay, so this is a draft PR. So we're getting that added in. Does anybody have anything they want to say on this one? Other than yay, cool.
So I think it's going to take us a little bit to get there, but we're making progress. The macOS stuff was not working, but I found a wonderful combination of things this morning, which led to it not working. One of those, you have to be obstinate and pigheaded like me in order to find them, probably, sort of thing, but that's there. There are, looks like there's some issues with Qemu, or how the hell do you pronounce that, Gordon? Qemu?
Oh, are we talking about the LLVM PR now?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Is that a different one? Wait, which PR are we talking about?
I was talking about the mandatory FFI declarations.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Ignore me.
wasn't quite sure where we were slipping into.
Never mind. Just ignore me.
It's okay. All right. Okay. So we'll leave FFI declarations there then. Update LLVM to 11.1.0.
Yeah, so Sean has fixed the Mac build.
Okay.
And it's on my to-do list to look at the cross compilation, but I haven't had time yet.
Okay. Cool.
And I say it QMU in my head, but I don't know if that's right.
QMU. Oh, that. Oh, QEMU maybe, or QMU. QMOMU for like emulator. Oh yeah. I don't even know how I was saying it. Anyway. All right. Good. I don't know how to pronounce any of the words. So
we'll get there. All right. We have a few issues for PonyC as well. Aliasing a package import doesn't apply to imported default method implementations. That's 3737.
Oops.
Interesting one.
Yep.
Okay.
I don't think there's much to say on it. We need somebody to dig into what's actually happening when the AST gets put together and fix it. Yeah, because right now it just brings the default implementation in as is, right? So if in your default implementation, you access another class, primitive, whatever, in the same package, and it won't be able to see that thing because it would be looking for it under a different name rather than having it fully exported in. So that default implementation code is going to have to get a lot smarter and dependent upon the context within which it's being imported.
Okay, great. I guess then. So yeah, we've got it marked as a bug and help wanted. So I don't think we need to do anything else about that for right now. Cogen pass assertion error on tuples of interface 3736.
Oh, sorry, which one was that?
3736.
3736. Oh, did I see this one? Oh, I feel like I saw this one. Wait, let's see. Right, so probably doesn't need discussion at this point, just needs investigation. As Joe left it with, I think his last comment is pretty good. So I think to fix this issue, we need to determine how slash why the type is not being correctly narrowed for the if type expression. Yep.
Okay. All right.
At this point, this is a needs investigation.
Yep. Okay. Next up, RFC 68, forced declaration of FFI functions 3735.
That's the issue that corresponds to the PR 3739.
Yep. Okay. Undefined reference to main runtime override defaults 00.
You can skip this. I removed the needs discussion label from it. Otherwise, there hasn't been anything on it since February 13th, 2020. I happened to be searching for something else, found this one, saw that it had needs discussion on it, looked at it and realized it did not need discussion, that discussion had happened, and that the label was no longer applicable. Also, that we should probably check the, we're going to do that thing with the sync helper to have it also pull anything that said needs discussion on it. And we have not done that. That's what I learned from that.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's 3464 for anyone keeping track. Angry.
The 1758.
Yeah. Compiler assert failure and gen box related to union of tuple 1758.
So this is basically, it's still in the same state that it was, except Borgia updated it to include that it now, instead of having an assert failure in the compiler with the latest version of the compiler, the thing now compiles and will then segfault when you run the program.
Mm.
So
the plot thickens.
Improvement.
Is it? I'm not sure that is an improvement. Also, hello everyone.
Hey Joe.
Oh, this I see two Joes. I agree. It might not be an improvement, but come on. There's nothing quite as enjoyable as saying it's now a seg fault. Improvement.
Yeah, we've gone from a compile time crash to a runtime crash. I feel like a thing happened. Okay, improvement. We've moved a thing that should work to really bombing unexpectedly. High five, everyone. All right. So that's it on the Pony C front. Let's see here.
Oh.
Joe, did you want to talk about any of these before I...
Let's see. I had nothing in particular.
Okay. Sean summarized your write-up on the 3736.
Okay, cool.
That was the only one where I really saw anything you might want to comment on. So,
cool.
All right. from there, let's see here. We have one issue in the Pony tutorial, FFI using pointer none for void pointer parameters should be documented. This is 466. This might just be because we commented on it last week, or is there something new? Yeah, I think this comment came in from last week, so I don't think we have anything new there. Pony doc, we have one issue, --, pony installation directory option requires a trailing slash. That's issue number 3. Sean, anything you want to say about this?
No, Pony doc is under active development. There's never been a first version. When I was helping get Eric up to speed, he discovered that one. So we decided we should create an issue for it so that we don't lose track of it.
Sounds like a great idea.
It might never actually matter because it's kind of a hack how you get to that. And it might get fixed later on, but we thought it would be a good idea to address it. Anyway.
Sounds good. We have one under Pony Lang website, and that's the Last Week in Pony issue for April 11th, 2021. That's 658, and that exists. You are all now aware of it. Finally, we have Pony Up. We have one issue. Document Pony Up default in README. That's issue 185. Yeah, I don't know if there's anything else to say about it other than that it's not currently well documented.
I think that's a good statement. It's not currently well documented.
All right. Cool. Would that be a good first issue? If I put good first issue here, would anyone yell at me?
No, I would not. I would not.
Okay. Cool then. In that case, that is everything that we have on the list. So, does anyone have anything else that they would like to discuss? I am going to take that silence as a no, unless Sean was reading something. And
so where is this friggin' option supposed to show up? How about that? Let's talk about that one for a moment, okay?
Do we need to talk about that during the sync?
So I turned on a thing elsewhere, which said that it should allow some kind of transcript thing, but I still don't see it here. Where is it supposed to be under cloud recording?
It literally is supposed to appear, at least on my screen, between optimized recording for third-party video editor
And save panelist chat.
Yep. There's a little thing that's supposed to show audio transcript.
So I changed the setting related to captions, which is a account level thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which also said that you could then allow side-by-side transcripts, which I assume is supposed to be the thing, right? And I turned that on, but nothing has changed anywhere.
Okay.
It might be because it might require a video call since they're talking about captions. I mean, it shouldn't because that's stupid.
I mean the option to allow transcript is not even here.
Oh, okay.
The little check to turn it on is not here. It's just not there. But I found an option which you would need to turn on in order to do that, because closed captioning and live transcription are apparently like, you have to turn on, they both have to be on. They were off because whenever they added this, apparently you have to turn it on by default for your account, and our account is older than that. So after some weird finagling of it not letting me turn those things on, I turned them on. Now it won't like... Yeah.
Sean and I know nothing about features on a website that don't work quite right if your account is older than a certain age. We have no experience with that. Okay. Well, I'm gonna call the official recording of this sync at this point. So everyone, hopefully we get this transcription issue resolved. As I said, we really are interested in making this more accessible. We'd like the transcript to be there for people who need it. We are also interested in any other ideas that you have for accessibility with respect to the sync and to any other Pony related stuff. So please, if you have ideas there, let us know as well. I am going to wrap this up. Thank you to everybody who came in today in person, and thank you to everyone who's listening to this later. We will be here, same time, same place next week. So hope to see people then. Take care and have a good week.